Hello again, it's David Collins back with another episode of BitNote. We'll be playing some great video game tunes, so listen in and have a good time. Hello again and welcome back. I've had a good time and I'm going to have some great tunes for you now. To start with, I think there was sometimes you wake up in the morning and you think, boy, this I am going to play this song. Well, I am going to play it. So have a listen.
Bye.
And that song was, if you couldn't pick up the title from the lyrics, Can You Feel the Sunshine? It was composed by great essay and composer Richard Jacks, and had vocals by TJ Davis. It is from Sonic Ohr. I've played music from that game before, which was developed by Traveller's Tales in cooperation with Sonic Team. So, yeah, I just like that song. I mean, some of the soundtracks get a little infamous. I think I covered this before last time I talked about Sonic Ohr. There were full vocal songs, and they would play on an unending loop every single time you played the game. And because it was a racing game, you would play the tracks repeatedly trying to get a better song, and the tracks would always repeat themselves. But I think taken on their own, they are awesome songs, and I like them. And there was a reason that they were commissioned to music for the whole track, and they're pretty nice. Sonic Ohr itself is a very fun game. I generally don't like racing games, but this one is cool because you're kind of controlling Sonic or characters, and then you can jump, and there's so many different shortcuts, and the level designs are like really imaginative with lots of twists and turns and one or two loop the loops, and then all these shortcuts and alternate routes. So instead of just being going along a track and trying to remember to brake and turn and all that sort of stuff, you know, it's like racing through an environment and trying to find the best way to get through and best way to jump here and there and everywhere. And even I was playing the PC version, so sometimes what happens is you're playing it in winter and then all the water freezes over, so then you suddenly have a whole new track opened up in front of you. So I thought it was a fun, vibrant, colorful, and enjoyable game, and that's one of the reasons I really like Sonic Ohr, you know, getting all the emeralds. And it felt very Sonic themed. They kept all a lot of the things like the emeralds and everything. So, good game. I liked it. All right. So moving on to the next track. I know this is kind of like the third or so, well, discounting Christmas episode, but this is like the third time I've brought up Grand Theft Auto 5 in the last thing. But, I thought I'd, it turns out that there's a song in Grand Theft Auto 5 that I completely missed the first few times around, but I definitely think is worth playing. The reason that this is because for a simple reason. You see, what happens is, one of the things about Grand Theft Auto 5 is that it's kind of got two areas. The Los Santos area, which is like Los Angeles, and that's Blaine Country, which is kind of like the whole country. It's kind of a parody of the deep south of America, which is funny because in the game you actually have to go north from Los Santos to actually get to Blaine County. So it's a parody of the south, but it's actually in the north in the game. So, I don't know. The whole point is, one of the whole things that Rockstar tries to do is just parody various things, and often it doesn't do it very well. Rockstar isn't that great at parody. A lot of times it's very brutal, it's very on the nose, there's no subtlety or slyness or even satire where they're trying to make a general point. But one of the things that they do at least try to do is the whole parody between the two political systems in America. Now, the political system in America is a good thing to parody of in the first place because it makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it seems to be, to me anyway, I mean, it's based around two groups of people, and if you're one group of people, you don't like abortions and you think religion is good and you want tax, and then you want tax cuts and you don't want to help people, which kind of screws around with the earlier part, which is meant to be about Christianity and stuff. And then on the other side, which is meant to be the liberal side, you know, it's the opposite of all that. Oh, and also you want to smoke pot, which I don't see what that has to do with anything. And then, of course, you know, I guess to helping people and all this sort of stuff. And then there's some weird stuff. And then there's even this whole thing about which side you're on depends on which war you want to go to. And it kind of gets really crazy because it just seems to me like if someone came up to me and said, here's a checklist of two different political beliefs. If you choose this one, you have to believe this way about this range of issues, which range from social, political, economic, and several others. Whereas if you choose this list, you have to get the opposite on most of those issues. And it's like, dude, what happens if you like want to like reduce tax and you think the best way to get the money into the budget is by, you know, stopping going to war? I mean, you know, cutting down military expenses. That would make sense. But apparently in America, that's literally not a tenable political position, which makes no sense. I mean, I suppose, to be honest, every country has that to an extent. There's a lot of polarized politics. But I mean, like, maybe because America gets more attention than the rest of the world, or maybe it's just everything is bigger in America, but it definitely seems to get a lot of attention. So in Grand Theft Auto 5, they parody this. They've got like the Los Santos, which is more liberal leaning, and they've got the Blaine Country area, which is, you know, more like, you know, open country, desert, you know, small little cities down by lakesides and everything, and, you know, small country values and stuff. And of course, here's where it gets, you know, the radio station. I mean, to be honest, a lot of the actual scenery isn't, Rockstar isn't very good at parodies, even the actual scenery. So if you go to Los Santos, it looks like a big metropolitan area. If you go to the Blaine Country, it looks like a country area. The actual environment isn't that parodied. So you get most of the parody through, you know, talking to people, conversations, some of the missions which take place in various places, maybe something you hear from leftovers, but also the radio stations. radio stations have a huge part in Grand Theft Auto. They've always had from very early thing. And but one problem with that is that a lot of times, instead of actually creating original songs, which they did for a lot of games, and especially in this game, they create songs and then they put them in the radio stations. But often they just license tracks, which is good because there are a lot of good licensed tracks. But it's kind of weird because Grand Theft Auto takes place in its own universe. And so it's meant to be an absurd parody version, and then you turn on the radio, but you don't listen to parody songs. You listen to completely straight-laced normal songs. It's kind of a pity, no matter how much the parodies or the presenters were being parodied, or how much it just portrayed this crazy version of America, you rarely ever hear a song that was actually a parody. Until this one. You see, in Blaine County Talk Radio, despite it being talk, there is actually a song in it, and it is a parody song. It's based off of an actual country song, but they completely changed the lyrics, new singer and everything, as part of this whole fake, you know, talk show segment in the radio stations you're listening. And you could be listening to the radio station anything. You know, you're driving along the lakes, or you're driving along at fast speed down the highway away from the police, or I suppose even just going around on a motorbike, though you can't hear it quite as well. You'll be listening to this talk radio and it'll be talking about the talk show and, you know, blowing up and parodying the political positions of the people in the South. And then this brilliant nugget pops up, and I think as both a song and a good parody it works, and I'm just giving an award for pretty much the only actual parody song in the whole of Grand Theft Auto, despite the fact that parody is meant to be one of its mainstays and despite the fact that music is a huge part of Grand Theft Auto. So I thought it was just worth listening to. The views expressed in this song do not necessarily reflect those views expressed by Bitnote or myself or Dublin South FM, so just so we're clear, although, you know, their parodies opinions in the first place, so I don't see why they would, but have a listen.
There's only one foreign policy that's 100% effective, and that's carpet bombing. Now, while this gator cooks, do you want to sing a song for us? I know you're known mostly for pop songs.
Yes, but I did some soul searching with my manager, accountant, and dialect coach, and they said that pop country would open a whole new world for me. So I've changed directions and politics a bit in order to explore this new demographic that doesn't save money and buys all kinds of superfluous stuff and doesn't have a clue what downloading is. This is a song from my new album. It's called I Like Things Just the Way They Are.
Taking things too far.
wasn't that beautiful, Ricky?
Great.
And so that was I Like Things Just the Way They Are. And it was the fictional character who sings it with Samantha Mulden, who in Grand Theft Auto 5 is pretty much a parody of celebrities, you know, going through four marriages, three religions, and about 14 adopted children from various different countries. The actual actress who plays that, who plays Samantha Mulden and the singer, is Melissa van der Schijf. And as I said, it's from Grand Theft Auto 5, which was developed by Rockstar. The actual instruments and version of the song was based on I Know You Had One of Those Days by Dan Robinson. So if you want to look that song up, I think that song is pretty cool as well. But yeah, let's move on. Generally, with these shows, I try to play some music from various different, you know, indie games that are coming out. And I came across this great track from an indie game that is yet to be released. So as I've actually had to explain to people, including my dad, an indie game is basically an independent game. So in other words, it's made by maybe one or two or three people, you know, a small budget, small, often in the spare time, and released pretty much on the internet. There's a lot of great indie games out there, of course. But I came across this one that actually had the soundtrack to this indie game was released before the actual game was. In fact, the game hasn't been released for a while. But because normally I like to actually play the game it's from before actually playing the music from it, but I figured, you know, since I really like the composer of this, I figured, sure, I don't think that the game developer would mind if I drum up interest in this game before the game is actually released. So pretty much everyone wins. I get a good song for my show, the composer gets a bit of attention, and the person who's actually developing the game knows that there's more attention in this game. The game itself is called The Archives of Windia Into the Cloud Line. Now, it seems to be a serialized visual novel project. And if you don't know visual novels, they're kind of like games where they're like story video games. I mean, technically, nearly every game has a story these days, or at least any game that has characters has a story. But I mean, this visual novel, there's a greater emphasis towards story, dialogue, and character interaction, and so forth. In this case, Tales of Windia is basically... It's set in a world where people chopped down trees and built towers, and they built towers that were higher and higher and higher and higher and higher until eventually there were these really high towers above the clouds, and they figured that's all they needed, and they became arrogant and humble. And then, and among that, there's a bunch of characters, you know, one of them is very much in the royal thing and in the conventional thinking. And then I haven't quite got the details even from the site, but apparently something, for some reason, a bunch of characters end up going on an adventure, which is kind of par for the course. And apparently it's serialized, so there's different things, so it'll be coming out soon, and hopefully we'll see exactly what sort of adventure they go on and what's so great about it. The reason I'm kind of excited, of course, aside from the fact that it's a great song, was that it's the music composer is Leela Wilson, aka Woofle. Woofle, yeah. And the actual song is called Open Sky, All Possible Futures. Now, I've played Woofle's music before on this show from Freedom Planet, which also hadn't been released yet. But just to let you know, I mean, it's... But she's a great composer. I really like the tracks. They've got a great vibe to them. And so I was just following this track as kind of taking an interest in the composer, and I was definitely rewarded with a great track. So here is Open Sky, All Possible Futures by Leela Wilson, a.k.a. Woofle, from Archives of Windia Into the Cloud Line, which is being developed by Toon Smoosh. And I'll leave you with this track. And in the meantime, this is David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening.